Welcome, friends, to VR Verdict, episode number 32, our weekly podcast where we talk about everything VR. I am PJ.
I am Wookie.
And we would like to share VR with you. If you have questions or comments, add our hashtag VR Verdict on Twitter and we'll get back to you in the next episode. Or if you're a dev and would like to share your game and or story, also drop us a line there. This episode, we'll be talking about two totally different action arcade shooters in VR, Shooty Fruity and Operation Serpents. Shooty Fruity's fun to say. And then we'll close with some off-topic chat about pre-ordering all things gaming.
Huh.
That's right. How you doing, Wookie?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
You?
I'm doing well. Started a new job. Trying to keep time for everything. It's working out. As far as I know.
How wildly different is your day to day?
Totally, completely different. I went from doing a job that I really liked, and I could have earbuds in listening to podcasts and books and music anytime all day. Whatever I wanted to do, to nonstop emails and things happening and running a team of 12 other people dealing with, you know, corporate higher ups.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a fun switch.
Yeah. This week I planned two different games that are both arcade shooters, but are nothing alike.
Congrats on your job change. I didn't say that, but I was sitting there thinking, like, what is all those emails and stuff? My brain went into a totally different, like, that poor guy.
Yeah, everyone warned me, like, get ready for meetings and emails. I'm like, yeah, I get it, but I didn't. Now I do.
Can't really get it till you see it, I guess.
Yeah, to a point. But still making time for shit I like, so that's good. PJ's pick. So we're going to start PJ's picks with Shooty Fruity. And this is a game that was made by Endreams. If you remember that name, they're the ones that made Covert Phantom Ops, that really fun kayak shooter. This is a completely, kind of like my job change, a complete 180 from that game to this game. And we'll share, as always, videos, links to videos below. Okay, you can check that out while we're talking about it. But so Shooty Fruity came out on Oculus Rifts and Quest January 18th. That is not right, is it?
That's what it says there.
Okay, yeah. It came out on January 18th. I apologize. It came out for PC VR January 18th, 2018. It just came out on the Quest like a month ago. That's how that went. There's so many things.
That's what I was, my brain read that, but then you didn't say Quest. Yeah. It looks like Fruit Ninja with miniguns.
So the premise of this game is very crazy. You are working at a checkout counter, and fruit starts to attack you and the checkout counter, and you then have a conveyor belt above you with a variety of weaponry, and you have to take out all the fruit, but you have to do this all while checking things out. It sounds so bizarre, but so how it goes is you ring things up and you hit a certain like dollar limit or a thing scan, like there's always a different challenge to where you get certain weapons, and you unlock in the lobby, you unlock all these weapons by playing, and it's really cool. They have like a vending machine. You get so many points for playing, and then you go up to the vending machine and kind of tap in the code, and it's an old school vending machine where it drops it out like a candy bar, so you can kind of pick your weapons as you go. So then while you're playing, like in the game, the amount of things you scan or whatever the challenge is when when that certain gun will come up, because you can change it, but you normally always start with a handgun. And you can unlock, like, grenades and shotguns and all kinds of crazy stuff. My favorite is the SMG.
So you're checking food out in a checkout line in what looks like a mall food court.
They have...
Who are the customers?
Yeah, exactly.
Are they getting attacked by fruit?
There are no customers.
Okay.
And there are different scenarios. Like, you start in, like, a convenience store, and then you... There's like a nighttime shift, and then you're kind of in the mall setting where the way you're checking out even changes up to where you're putting certain colored products on trays, and it's so wacky. And at first I was like, this sounds ridiculous, but it's pretty fun. And the different types of fruit come at you. Like, there's these huge freaking watermelons that come rolling down the aisles that you have to pump a lot of bullets into. And there's some power-ups that you can get by doing certain things, like unlimited ammo and slow motion. Because each gun has a set number of bullets, and then the gun breaks on you and just kind of falls apart. And then you throw the parts. I think it's fun. It's one of those games where, you know, it's fun for like 20 minutes. Every time you put the headset on, you play like 20 minutes, then play another game. To me, anyway. It came out in 1999, and... I think they'd have some DLC plan. They haven't really said a whole lot on that. There's quite a bit to do, so where, like, you're not just going to blow through this game. It's
and looks like, messy.
Yeah, it's really fun. The guns feel and sound really good. Like I said, the SMG is really fun. And there's this, like, old lady over the intercom making fun of you the whole time. It's pretty good. You should check it out, I think, if you like arcade shooters. It just has a good sense of humor, and it's very aware of how goofy it is, and it doesn't take itself seriously at all. So it feels weird, like, checking out items, grabbing a gun, and pumping, like, a watermelon full of lead. But, like, they'll come out of the air vents and stuff, and they'll come peeking around from corners, and, like, I think it's bananas and, like, some cherries kind of fly around. And the reticule, I can't remember, maybe there isn't even a reticule, but if there is, it's like really small. Yeah, you have to really, like, aiming feels like perfect, like shooting those things out of the air just feels good, like you're
looks like ass. It's good in the game.
Yeah,
I don't think there's a U in reticule. Say reticule. You've said that for ages though. It just makes me smile.
My cuticle.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely.
My fingers want to shoot in your face.
Shooty Fruity on Steam and Oculus Quest and Rift. Published by InDreams. And before we get to the other game, I wanted to say I have to yell at you, Wookie, a little bit.
Why?
You didn't call me on my bullshit last episode.
Which one?
What was it? Beth was listening to it, and she's like, I can't believe he didn't call you on that. It was when I was talking about, we were talking about the Quest 2 and the games coming out, and I was talking about Star Wars Galaxy's Edge, and as I was saying it, I knew I did it, and I left it in there. I didn't edit it out, because I thought it was funny, but I pretty much said the same sentence three times in a row, just varying ways, and Beth's like, what the hell was that, and why didn't he call you on it? Like, yeah, I listened to it while I was editing. I'm like, leave it. It's funny. I sound like an idiot, which isn't new. Well,
I don't want to be like a grammar Nazi or anything all the time.
I just would have been funny to.
I do vaguely remember the impression, like, you were trying to get a point across, just words were escaping you, and you kept trying to rephrase it. Yeah. Like, yeah, he's
fine. He doesn't know what hurt him. So the second pick. Operation Serpens, and this is available on SideQuest for free, and it's free on Steam right now. I think they mentioned the next update, which is scheduled for October the 15th, then it'll become a paid game, so I highly encourage everyone to check this one out. It's pretty fun. So the premise of this is like an arcade shooter, but it's like a military one, but it's almost like if you're old enough to know what the A-Team is. Kind of puts you in these goofy scenarios with And it's got some comedy built in. It's pretty funny stuff that happens. I just love the environments they put you in. There's no locomotion. You're always just in a different scenario. So like the first level...
Like you're the bad guy in Hogan's Alley. Like you're just stuck in a window shooting out.
Pretty much. Yeah, the first level, you're just in like a skyscraper taking guys out. And it's kind of like the tutorial level. Nothing too exciting happens, but it's fun. And you're encouraged to like duck and dodge bullets.
Duck and cover. This looks like what I was kind of hoping that one police brigade or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Like rough game we played that was just not done yet. It looks kind of like what that was supposed to be.
Yeah. But after that, like the second and third levels, you're riding in the back of like a truck shooting at other trucks and helicopters and all hell's breaking loose.
Shooting people's heads off.
My favorite part of the game, it has a riot shield on most levels, and that's really, I don't know why I like riot shields so much, but it's just fun.
I don't know. We've always both kind of used them. even like Call of Duty, whatever that was, Black Ops 2.
Yeah.
When I went mad crazy and got the gold paint for the shield because I used it so much. It's like the only thing I had gold in the game. It just breaks up the gameplay. It's not just a run, shoot, run, shoot, run, shoot. Like somebody comes up against you in one of those things and they have to stop and think, which most FPS players are not really good at.
Yeah. And I think this is I can't remember if it's a solo man doing this. Solo man. A single guy. Well, I don't know his marital status either. What the fuck? One guy working on this, I think maybe he has an assistant.
A single man team?
Yeah. But he was watching me play. I was streaming online and stuff. And he's like, I think it's like the fourth level. It's like all sniping. For the first 10 minutes of sniping. He's like, holy crap. He's like, you do way better than I do. He seems like a really cool guy. He's having people play the game, and he's like, if you get to this point, I'll unlock the next level for you. So I was trying to hit that point, and I spent, like, I don't know, a couple hours trying to get to that point. I was like, I don't know, a really hot day. I'm like, I'm done. I have to quit. But there's a lot of other things. Like, each level is totally different. Like, there's one where you're kind of going through a building, and a lot of guys popping out of rooms, and there's, like, C4 planets on some walls. You have to be really careful with your shots. And, like, I didn't catch on for like 4 or 5 tries. I'm like, oh, duh. Because everything just kept blowing up. And then there's a level where you're following another soldier. And it's just really neat. You're following him. And if you turn away from him, he stops and you got to like kill people. And you can take like the gun off his belt and stuff like that. It's just really neat. He works. There's like hidden guns worked into a lot of the surroundings, and it's pretty fun. It's pretty impressive for a one man team. Did we say?
Something.
He was kind of going on social media. They were like just an inch away from being top 10 rated game on SideQuest, and so he's kind of rallying up and. You know, if you leave a review, your thing goes up. So we got him up to in the top 10. So that's pretty cool. And then he's adding a zombie mode for like an endless wave. You know, how VR is, multiplayer is hit or miss depending on the game. So, and even a single player game kind of needs like an endless mode just so you can, if you really like the game, you can keep playing it after you finish it type of thing. It looked pretty fun. Again, it's not. Doesn't take itself very seriously. It's got pretty good humor in it. Like in the building map, you go through there and you come upon a guy in a toilet and you hear and see things you don't want to, and then you shoot the guy. I had fun. I had a blast. I think I streamed that day for like 2 or 3 hours. So I was trying to get to that last level he didn't release yet. But I enjoyed it the whole time.
It looks like one of those goofy... There's that one game we played a long time ago in the regular Rift, floating down the river, and you're like hillbilly shooting mutated fish or something like that. That was kind of fun.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
those on the rails kind of shooters are good for that.
Yeah.
I wish I could remember the names of all these games. Can't. Google VR hillbilly river guns. You'll probably find it. I can try to do that now.
I should just open Steam. Dick Wild.
Dick Wild, yep.
One and two. Again, like you and I played it. We had fun for, you know, half hour or so or whatever, and then
until I ran out of battery. Who knows what happened?
just good short, bite-sized games to play now and then. Like I said, definitely check that one out. It's currently free on SideQuest or Steam, but I don't know what the price is going to go to, but I recommend it. Even if it's $15 or so, it'd be pretty sweet.
I hope they have some like donation pages too, because if it was like really well put together, mm-hmm. and it's an indie game, try them $15 anyway.
Yeah,
it's free. Come on, people. Blood, sweat, and tears, and something like that.
I think SideQuest kind of has that built into it. I know itch.io does if they put their game on there. So I normally donate if I get it for free. I played Operation Serpens kind of pretty close to when he put the first build out, and it was pretty rough, but it was fun. But you could tell it was going somewhere, and then just to watch it kind of turn into what it is pretty crazy for one guy doing it for as quick as he did all of this in like 5 months. So it's pretty impressive. But again, we'll have the video links and the website links in the show notes below.
Yeah.
So on to off topic.
Off topic.
So
all things pre-ordering, you said?
Yeah, I think we both had some fun trying to pre-order some crap the last couple weeks.
Oh yeah.
First I pre-ordered Oculus Quest 2, and that went pretty well, pretty smooth. Didn't really have any issues. It's a whole different world from like the console ordering. They tell you how many they have, and if pre-orders are done, they'll say, okay, now they're a month out, now they're 2 months out. So you're always kind of in the loop.
Yeah, I'm always unhappy with how that kind of crap goes, especially with the big dogs. Like, on that day, there was like I don't know what major gaming thing had, like, here's all the places, here's all the links for the ordering.
Mm-hmm.
And I had each one open, and I tried it for a little while, and just everything was busted to shit. So, you know, the Oculus 2, maybe it didn't have, you know, 50 million people or whatever trying to get it.
Right.
But so many problems with everything, just junk. And Microsoft, I kept getting it in my cart on the Microsoft store, and then it would freak out, and there'd be nothing in my cart.
Yeah.
So I just kind of called it, like, I had it in my cart once, and I had an order number, and I said, call here for help. And I was like, okay, hopefully I have one secured, and left the phone on, you know, I was in a wait queue for like 2 hours while I was just doing other, you know, working and shit, not paying attention to the phone. Came back, she's like, oh, that's because we're out of stock. That's why you're getting all these weird errors with your cart. Like, there's one in my cart 3 hours ago.
Yeah.
And then one in my cart 2.5 hours ago. And then I call you. Shouldn't I just get reserved one? Like, no. And it is still in my Microsoft cart. They are sending me emails saying, finish your checkout. It's like, it doesn't work.
Nice.
But I didn't go delete it. So I just hope I cause your systems problems by leaving it in the cart. But every site was just like Best Buy was, you know, like pre-order now. And it said, can't click pre-order because, you know, you got to wait a few minutes. Then it would go to like nothing there. And then it would say that, you know, the button would change from gray to yellow. And like, oh, you got to wait a few minutes. And it's like, none of these places are any good at any of that crap.
Yeah, I was out of town. I was on the road for work just with a day trip on that Tuesday when the Xbox pre-orders went live. So I was like, God damn it. So my coworker was driving, and we were in a really rural area. So my signal was crap, and the same stuff was happening to me. Like, it was in the cart, then it'd be gone. I just kind of blamed it on my connection, but then you were kind of keeping me up to date what you were doing. I'm like, oh, it's the same shit. So like for an hour and a half straight, just like every 5 minutes, at a moment, I'd kind of check it. No luck. And I finally, somehow surprisingly, got one in my Amazon cart, and I got the checkout and blah, blah, blah. And apparently now they're sending out emails saying, we don't know what stock we'll have. You may or may not get this on launch day. And it's like, well, when? And they have no idea. So Microsoft has said they will have more by before launch, but you don't know what that means.
I've got one in my cart for when they fucking do.
But the PS5 pre-order was pretty much the same thing. Like, these sites just are terrible. They're not ready for this. And this is like the only time I normally rely on GameStop for anything, but is to do pre-order like new consoles, because they're at least, for the most part, they'll at least tell you what they have, and you know if you're getting one. But like I said, I was on the road, so I didn't go that route. But what a mess.
Yeah.
It's like, because it's like the PS5, the Xbox, you know, Series XS, whatever. And then like in a week or two, the NVIDIA's new graphics card that's supposed to be pretty monstrous is kind of thinking they're going to have the same problems. It's like, these big companies are having these issues, but like Facebook/Oculus didn't. Samsung doesn't seem to have that problem with their phones and stuff. Apple doesn't have problems. It's like, why the hell, you know, what year is this? Why is this still a thing? But it's frustrating. And, you know, some people say they do it to cause, you know, panic and stuff. And I think Nintendo does that, but I don't think the rest of them try to do that. They just, I don't know, maybe they just, I don't know how you don't know how many systems you have, and they don't really share that information, so it's kind of dumb. But as a consumer, it's frustrating as hell, especially when you're at work and you're trying to do that.
Yeah, it's just, there's no easy way, and it just kind of comes down to the, it's like, I don't know, console gaming, and sometimes it feels like, not on purpose and not maybe directly, but all of it's filtered right towards the kids that have way more time. Like, their parents will just give them all the credit card info so they can buy all the upgrades and get everything unlocked in a week. So there goes your Battlefront or Battlefield or whatever.
Yeah.
And they can sit there and hit and refresh on their computer all day long. You know, so they can, you know, they can get the console pre-orders out from under you because you got a day job. It's just nothing's really done very well.
Yeah.
I applaud Microsoft for some of the recent changes with their kind of transparency and stuff. So I've been reading articles with a lot of stuff that they do, and you know, they get flack for it, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
With the what's it called, where you pre-order, you just pay like $25 a month and you get an Xbox with the unlimited Game Pass from Amazon or the Microsoft store. And it's, at first it's kind of like, oh, I'm sure you're paying out the wazoo for it. And it's, you know, a nominal, a bit of money more than you would just pay outright. But mm-hmm. that's like without the fact that you get the ultimate Game Pass and live included, which is $15 a month. They're losing money on it. They gotta be. Like, they keep doing stuff that's just like, that's a really good idea. So if you're, you know, it's COVID season for the next decade or whoever knows how long, and it's coming up on Christmas season in COVID season, so parents don't have a lot of money. If they've got them in stock, they can go click $25 a month, and, you know, your future's a little less bleak. Your kids can, you know, sit down and forget about it. You can keep them inside instead of having them go play basketball, whatever you want to call it. At the park. Not that any kids even do that anymore. And now I've read that they, the headline was like, you know, they're removing the upload studio from the Xbox, which I thought was the coolest thing. You can just get your clips and you cut them up and you take out the boring spots, you put a little funny text in it and you upload it and boom.
Yeah.
You're a mini YouTuber. It's like, oh, they're taking that out. And I was getting mad because I'm like, here's the fucking party watch from Netflix all over again. But they're putting it on the phone app, which is great because you don't have to waste your, like, I have time to sit in front of my Xbox and clunkily do it with a controller, which it was good enough. Now I can do it on the crapper.
Yep.
During the workday, maybe, you know, you got like a 5-minute day dump. You can totally clip up your funny clip from last night in one bathroom session.
Yeah.
I'm always a fan of that.
We took so many videos and stuff, and the next night we'd be, oh, you want to play something? No, oh, I'm doing all these fucking videos I took. It was time consuming, but it was still pretty fun.
But it's so, yeah, unless you really enjoy editing, or if you're really trying to seriously like pump a Twitch or YouTube channel or something like that. I even started a script, because you can plug in, at least with the Xbox One, you can plug in a USB hard drive and designate it. That's where those clips go.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, if I plug one of those in there, if I can get that also plugged into my PC where it's like live and active in both, and like all the clips just go there, I could write a PowerShell script to go grab those videos and probably find a video editing software that was, you know, command line. And I could, like, for every day, just stitch together all the funny fucking clips we took and then just upload them. And I wouldn't have to do anything. Just, you know, 5 a.m. every day. Just if there's any clips from the previous day, just make one video and just put them up live on the YouTubes. Like, that would be funny to keep her. No one's ever going to watch them.
Yeah.
That's what told me. Well, I haven't really done that yet. It's like, nah. The only time I'm glad I do that is like, there's some, I don't know if it was Black Ops 1 or 2, but some random YouTube channel had a couple of my clips. And now when I Google my gamer tag, pardon me, my gamer tag, you'll still see them. And it says my name on them. I'm like, oh, that's weird. I don't even know if they're on my channel. But it's funny. You know, I'm hitting Breezer 36 or whatever his gamer tag was from back in the day with like a sticky grenade through a window. And he's like, it's sticky. And then I had cut it from like 10 different angles and it kept just going, it's sticky. It's sticky. So it's fun to see, you know, go back and see him. Yeah. YouTube star. So
yeah, that's like my favorite thing about Facebook, whether you like it or not, is because we'd make those videos and send it to Twitter and Facebook, and then Facebook has this thing like memories. So I'll get like every couple years, I'll just happen to see here, you posted this like 4 years ago, and it's an old Xbox clip, and it's just like, it really cheers me up watching it. Because it's normally
I get that from Google Photos and is it OneDrive or Dropbox? I keep getting those lately, and it's got old like Warcraft screenshots where I've, you know, did the model swapping way back in the day. So I had like a pet frog, and I changed it to like one of the T-Rexes, Goro Equator, just running through Orgrimmar with a dinosaur chasing me. Lots of funny stuff. All of our clips keep coming back. I think it must be from OneDrive.
I've never got anything like that from OneDrive. Maybe OneDrive doesn't like me. I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know what it is, really. I just say, I just tap it. I know that the Facebook one has gotten people less than happy, though, because, you know, they... Maybe it's not just that one, but they'll have to, like, remember this day, and it's like a relative or a pet died.
Yeah.
It's terrible. It'll keep reminding them of it.
Yeah. Well, that'll about do it for this episode. Anything's tugging your tater or tickling your tots, let us know at or hashtag VRVerdict on Twitter, and we'll get back to you. Otherwise, check out our other podcast, Take the Stage, where we chat with some super interesting people we've met during the use of the Supernatural app in VR. Some long, super interesting conversations with people.
Yeah. Pretty cool crowd.
Yeah.
It's not whether you're using the app or more. You're getting that from the Facebook group, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool people in that group.
I call it an app because it's not really a game, but it's, you know, same thing. Yeah, check it out. We have some really good conversations there. Otherwise, thanks everyone for hanging out and listening. We'll catch you next time. I am PJ.
I'm Wookie.
And this was our VR Verdict.